Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Before I begin this meeting, I just want to mention the subject of the readings is Live in Light. Let's now join together in song with hymn number 226. It's in our Christian Science hymnal. Welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. Again, the topic of today's healing message is Live in Light. The second and third hymns today are hymn 31, a poem by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy, and hymn number 29. I shall be reading today from the Message, the Bible in Contemporary Language by Eugene Peterson. John, the life light. Everything was created through him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without him. What came into existence was life. And life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness. The darkness couldn't put it out. There once was a man, his name sent by God to point out the way to the life light. He came to show everyone where to look, who to believe in. John was not himself the light. He was there to show the way to the light. The life light was the real thing. Every person entering life, he brings into light. He came to his own people, but they didn't want him. But whosoever did want him, who believed he was who he claimed and would do what he said, he made to be their true selves, their Son of God selves. These are the God-begotten, not blood-begotten, not flesh-begotten, not sex-begotten. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. The way to life, to God, is vigorous and requires total attention. Don't be impressed with charisma. Look for character. What is required is serious obedience, doing what my Father wills. These words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life, homeowner improvements to your standard of living. They are foundational words. Words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who built his house on solid rock. rain poured down, the river flooded, a tornado hit, but nothing moved that house. It was built on the rock. But if you just use my words in Bible studies and don't work them into your life, you are like a stupid carpenter who built his house on the sandy beach. When a storm rolled in and the waves came up, it collapsed like a house of cards. When Jesus concluded his address, the crowd burst into applause. They had never heard teaching like this. It was apparent that he was living everything he was saying. Quite a contrast to their religion teachers. This was the best teaching they had ever heard. Matthew, you're ablaze in beauty. Yes. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. To mortal sense, science seems at first obscure, abstract, and dark. But a bright promise crowns its brow. When understood, it is truth's prism and praise. When you look it fairly in the face, you can heal by its means. And it has for you a light above the sun. For God is the light thereof. As light destroys darkness, and in the place of darkness all is light, so in absolute science, soul, or God, is the only truth giver to man. Truth destroys mortality and brings to light immortality. Christian science destroys material beliefs through the understanding of spirit, and the thoroughness of this work determines health. Erring human mind forces can work only evil under whatever name or pretense they are employed. For spirit and matter, good and evil, light and darkness cannot mingle. Evil is a negation because it is the absence of truth. It is nothing because it is the absence of something. It is unreal because it presupposes the absence of God, the omnipotent and omnipresent. Every mortal must learn that there is neither power nor reality in evil. The only excuse for entertaining human opinions and rejecting the science of being is our mortal ignorance of spirit. Ignorance which yields only to the understanding of divine science. The understanding by which we enter into the kingdom of truth on earth and learn that spirit is infinite and supreme. Spirit and matter no more commingle than light and darkness. When one appears, the other disappears. Whoever practices the science the author teaches, through which mind pours light and healing upon this generation, can practice on no one from sinister or malicious motives without destroying his own power to heal and his own health. Good must dominate in the thoughts of the healer, or his demonstration is protracted, dangerous, and impossible in science. A wrong motive involves defeat. Love, redolent with unselfishness, bathes all in beauty and light. The true idea of man as the reflection of the invisible God is as incomprehensible to the limited senses as is man's infinite principle. The visible universe and material man are the poor counterfeits of the invisible universe and spiritual man. Eternal things, verities, are God's thoughts as they exist in the spiritual realm of the real. Temporal things are the thoughts of mortals and are the unreal, being the opposite of the real or the spiritual and eternal. Subject sickness, sin, and death to the rule of health and holiness in Christian Science, and you ascertain that this science is demonstrably true, for it heals the sick and sinning as no other system can. Christian Science, rightly understood, leads to eternal harmony. It brings to light the only living and true God, and man is made in his likeness, whereas the opposite belief that man originates in matter and has beginning and end, that he is both soul and body, both good and evil, both spiritual and material, terminates in discord and mortality, in the error which must be destroyed by truth. Genesis 1, 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. All questions as to the divine creation being both spiritual and material are answered in this passage. For though solar beams are not yet included in the record of creation, still there is light. This light is not from the sun nor from volcanic flames, but it is the revelation of truth and of spiritual ideas. This also shows that there is no place where God's light is not seen, since truth, life, and love fill immensity and are ever present. Christian Science brings to light truth and its supremacy, universal harmony, the entireness of God, good, and the nothingness of evil. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.